This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Right that time.
Yeah, it wasn't the mayor or something. Was it the mayor of Philly?
It was the mayor of Philly. And plus, there was a video yesterday online of, I think it was Barstool did it, and they were just going around interviewing people with Philadelphia stuff on. And like, spell it for us. And man, but they were blank hammered. So like, of course, I mean, it's like when cops say, all right, do the alphabet backwards. We think you're drunk. I'm like, by God, I'm sober and I can't.
Like, yeah, I couldn't do it. Well, if you work at old Beastool, you got to be nervous about those videos.
Work at where?
Beastool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did we license these or did we just take them from somebody?
Whoa. What do you mean?
That was the thing back in the day. Like, most of the videos they shared were like.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
yes.
couldn't.
Yes. So, listen to this. Your friend and mine, Fat Boy Patrick Garner, text me before the game. Just so you know, my dog just picked the Eagles to win twice. I'd bet the farm if I were you. And I said, you know what? That's who I'm pulling for.
He's an athlete, too, so he's got like an insight on, you know.
His dog does, though. But I don't know how his dog did it unless they – and I should have asked, but I just assumed it was the old – put it down, you know, the logo down on a piece of paper and see which one either he goes to or maybe poos upon.
it's like
a turkey drop.
Tater the Groundhog when he picked the Chiefs. Look, if you look at it on the outside looking in, the Eagles really were the better team all year. The losses they had were close losses. And I mean, the Chiefs should have won or lost a few games.
I just, you know, you got to – be invested in one of them, and I was like, you know yeah. what? I'm tired of seeing them win. I like Jalene Hurts.
Jalene.
Okay.
I wanted to see history, damn it. I wanted to see a three-peat.
You'll live to see it again.
I better.
That should make you encourage you to want to live longer. To
hey, see there NFL you go. History. Why do you want to live?
I want to live long enough to see the Panthers do it three in a row.
Yes, these dynasties don't last forever.
They don't. Okay. This, before we get, this is, you know, it was held in New Orleans, a town who thought they were too good for us. They, Fox 29, which is in Philadelphia, they aired this during their broadcast, and this makes a whole lot of sense, but I'm shocked that it took this long. Listen to this right here. This is crazy.
The polls on Bourbon Street. Look at that.
They're taking a cue from Philadelphia. They have officially greased the poles here. These are antique streetlight poles. The police say for the very first time they have greased the poles on Bourbon Street. Maybe they're expecting something. Maybe they know something we don't. But looks like a little bit of Broad Street has been brought to Bourbon Street. Go Birds!
So they even knew that they were going to win.
They knew it. He was trying to think of a joke, and it's like it was not coming to him. He's like, what do I say? I want to make a joke. I want to make a joke about greasing poles on Bourbon Street.
Greasing. I'm shocked that that's never been thought to do, considering just with regular Mardi Gras and you know, various crap.
What about the video we just saw? Are they going to grease a garbage truck to keep them off it?
Good Lord. They're going to have to grease everything in Philadelphia today. Everybody's going to be slip-sliding around the town all day.
Because people are, they can't help climbing on things and tearing it down?
Yeah. That's what... Yeah,
apparently.
Gosh. Can you imagine somebody's crowd surfing at a concert and they grease themselves down? They're just... awesome. You're either doing that or you're just like... A fish out of water just constantly because everybody grabs you and just slide right
out. I know, it was like Cody crowd surfing the crowd at the Rumble press conference.
Oh, that was...
Are you worried somebody's going to grab your nuts?
Dude, especially on your back. You're wrestling fans you're crowd surfing over wrestling fans.
Take his wallet.
They came out midday for a press conference. Like, these people aren't working. And they're sitting there taking knuckles to the butthole and all kinds of weird positions and stuff.
They take his ID. You know. They don't say Cody Rhodes on his license.
That's true, man. Concession stand prices. Of course, if the ticket costs $5,500 on average, of course cocktails are going to be $59.
God.
Like, why is anyone surprised? You expect that the ticket's going to be $5,500. Parking had to be $1,000. Parking.
And they got a deck right there at the stadium.
$59 for a gin and tonic, man. Holy crap.
Mike, can I get some house liquor, please?
Per cocktail, $59.
Plus, how much
you think it's a big deal for the $19 ones downtown Greenville? My Lord.
No, I couldn't afford that.
How much of an issue would parking be since, you know, the whole Trump factor? There's no way you could get close.
I wonder from time to I guess it depends on how far away you park, but how long was the process to get through all the security parameters and to your seat? Like 2 hours?
It makes you not want to get up and go anywhere else. Now, a lot of places, they'll come to you in the seats.
Yeah.
You know, you dial it up on your app. Hey, let me take one of these $60 mocktails right here in my section.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it to me.
And then... I don't know what a Caprese crab salad is, Paige. Are you familiar? Sounds like it's Italian. Saying Caprese
salad?
Sounds expensive.
Caprese? Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. Well.
Those are good.
As a juice box when I was a kid.
I think it's got tomatoes, a sweet vinegar.
Those were $100.
Oh, yeah.
At the concession stand.
Sounds like a fart came to life and became
a food.
And cheese.
It's really good. And Caprese. Basil. Caprese.
With crab in it? Oh.
Yeah, I mean, what, like...
Crab?
Like, yeah. I am coming to... I'm walking in lit. I'm not going to... I'm walking in, like, chugging mini bottles. I'm not going to go try to get... First off, I'm not going to get totally hammered now that I think about it. I'm going to remember this if it costs that much.
This is like if you live in a big city, you drink before you pregame, and then you go out to the clubs because you can't afford it anymore.
There ain't no club and no...
It's like the Daytona 500. Yes. People want to remember that experience.
Right.
They don't want to get drunk.
Uh-uh. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
You ordered a Caprese salad, you get it right here. That'd be $60, buddy.
Everybody says that, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people say Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, don't piss his mom off.
Patrick Mahomes. My mom was the same way. She hated when people called me Matt. She'd say, it's Matthew, but now I'm Matt Man. I was like, Mom, Matthew Man sounds dumb. A lot of people say that Patrick Mahomes sounds like Kermit the Frog. I think his laugh that you'll hear in this audio piece reminds me of either Beavis and or Buffcoat, or Beaver, whichever one he is. Buffcoat or Beaver?
Uh-huh.
Beavis and Butthead, that's it.
Yeah.
And or, let me refresh it for you.
Refresh that right there and hit that play button.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. This man.
Sounds like an old machine gun.
Somebody's. I know he doesn't smoke.
He sounds like a farm animal. Like a goat.
He's right. He does. By a little bit.
He's right up through Seth Rogen.
To get on. Like, that's just from the press conferences, just taking his. No matter what you just said, you know, you could say, hey, by the way, I wrote this down real big. Props to the decision makers. I hate saying props. Shout out, whatever.
Kudos.
Kudos.
Big ups.
Let's bring back kudos. Kudos to whoever made the decision to do the honoring of the first responders. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Bourbon Street victims in the very beginning.
And the way.
Nice.
And you know the way the world is. I mean, you can't mention one without mentioning all of them. But as they went through and just started naming all these, I'm like, God, 24, tragedy-wise,
so sad.
Was bad.
Yeah. So young.
They even mentioned they mentioned Western North Carolina. And then, you know, various plane crashes. Like, God, blay, man, it's been a
rough year.
God, blay. That's the new one.
God, blay.
Let me go get that one, too.
We didn't even get into all the stuff.
We did not.
There's so much going on.
There's so much going on.
I don't really know. Honestly, what I saw in the halftime show.
Okay, that's good because we cannot rely on waiting on my mom to talk because I don't know that she watched through it. She says I can't always promise you I'm going to watch the halftime show.
Oh, she might be going back and watching highlights.
Remember, like he's just typing on his computer.
Like I studied. Oh,
that's what you're doing. Yes, she did not like the one with the Weeknd that time. That was a satanic ritual, she said. And you watch it now, and you're like, God, like she can kind of see that stuff. I think that's why I am the way I am.
There might have been some rumblings floating around of something similar to that last night.
For real?
Yeah, saw a couple things like that.
Okay, that's a healthy conversation to have because, I was telling somebody also last night, like not everybody watching that game even knows who that was.
Nope.
I wonder, like, half?
Probably
40%? Like, I wonder what, because I've known about him for years. I like Kendrick Lamar, Kung Fu Kenny. Joshua Fortner introduced him to me years ago. Really?
That's a hard genre of music to keep up with.
But it's what are you looking for? Who are you appeasing? It used to be that the halftime show was for the ladies. But then we kind of said, well, you know what? Damn, women like football too. So it's not for the ladies. Who's it for?
I guess whoever Jay-Z deems it
for.
That's
exactly the answer. That's exactly the answer. That's why you got what you got. We'll talk about that next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Go.
Also, Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Happy Monday. Was that real Tom Cruise or was that a deep fake? Because I didn't look like Tom Cruise in a sense. Like, I thought at the end it was going to be that guy and say, by the way, it's that guy from YouTube.
The one that lasts a lot, yeah.
Like, I mean, it just didn't look like Tom Cruise, did it not?
I mean, it did to me, but I thought he was going to do a stunt like he did in the Olympics. He didn't do anything.
He didn't do. He just scale, did like a VO and just, you know.
Something.
Some, like,
hyping up the new movie.
Something. Fall off a building. Explode or something.
I mean, Lady Gaga jumped off the damn Super Bowl when she was doing it.
That's true.
How you ain't going to do a stunt?
Shawn Michaels into WrestleMania on a drop cord.
Hello. Or
not a drop cord. A zip cord. A drop cord is electrical cord.
We know how Sting used to enter a Nitro on most nights, Paige.
God. With a wedgie.
You sit in the rafters and watch.
Dun, 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 dun. Jalen Hurts. Dun, 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 dun. Tom Cruise. By the way.
MVP.
My mom will be on a little after 9 o'clock to talk about her reviews of...
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Of the commercials from last night, her favorites. And she's got a good eye for that stuff. I mean, truly. She's like the ones... that she always says that was good. I've noticed a lot of these they'll keep on throughout the year. Used to it was like a one and done.
Yeah, the one she might like, I only saw one of, and in years past there's been a bunch of those.
Yeah,
over and over, like three or four, but there's just one this year.
That's a good tease there. I don't know what you're talking about. No. Tom Brady commercials, because he was in like two or three.
No, but I imagine it would probably be one of the first ones she brings up.
I don't know that she watched the halftime performance. She said that she can't guarantee it, you know, because she says that watching certain things, she feels convicted, not, you know, in a court of law, but like, I shouldn't be watching this. Like what she was saying about The Weeknd that year, saying that looked,
yeah.
I don't know if she said satanic, but... she didn't say of the occult because she don't talk like that, but just like, you know, she's an old the school terms like Satanist.
And I don't remember that one. I'm not going to remember this one. Like
it was where they had like these demons in an opera kind of like he was the when he was walking around looking old all the time. That was, weird thing.
It was Demon Opera Matthew.
Yeah. So.
Oh, well.
It seems like, obviously, you know, the game was the game, and it was, you know, it wasn't a total blowout, but it is what it was. So the next thing, besides the commercials, is halftime. And I can't verify that she watched that. The reason I was saying all that is that we could throw that out there.
This whole thing seemed like a separate event. Like, it wasn't even a part of the game.
Also, using that freaking Grand National was badass. Like, I would love to have one of those, man. That, like, I don't know what it is, 80s.
You got to tell me what I missed with this whole thing.
You didn't see the Grand National? It was the car.
Was it, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like...
God, it's awesome.
Of course, I saw the whole halftime performance.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I didn't get any of it.
You honky.
I might be old because I had to go back and look at what some of this stuff meant.
He kept teasing that he was going to, that he wasn't going to do Not Like Us, you know, the controversial song.
See, I know, I'm not a huge, like, I'm not saying that he's not good.
You don't like music in general.
Yeah. And then rap, basically. I can't keep up with rap. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, what I saw people were commenting were either it sucked, and people were saying, you know, if it sucked, then it wasn't for you or you didn't get it. Like, I don't know if hip-hop should be ever, like, featured on a halftime show for the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know how long Jay-Z's contract is as the director of entertainment, which is what a title. And also, like, with all these
and he was there.
Allegations going on, like, why is he, you know, I mean.
I guess the NFL's cool with
same
it.
Same pictures, you know. So.
Was Diddy going to be in the next year's halftime?
I mean, I was wrong. They're going to put him in the WWE Hall of Fame, probably. Who knows? But the big, first off, the thing with, I have to watch my words here, and not that I have anything necessarily really bad to say. It's just, you know, things taken out of context. I didn't get the thing with Samuel L. Jackson, because I tend to say Samuel. I didn't, more than just like, it was the kind of a...
At first I just thought it was so political, but then I was, with the beginning of it,
I took
what was
it,
the message there, you know?
I took it as like, get rid of all the fakery and all the bull crap and quit like following the trends and quit. And maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way, but I took it as like, man. He like in some of his songs, he's like, quit doing all the airbrushing. You messing up these young girls' minds. Like, you know, you put out these Instagram or whatever pictures, TikTok, you got all the filters on there. But not even the same, you know how I'm saying, they get their people to
right.
do actual Photoshop on there, and it makes people think, okay, that's real life. So I took part of that. The part that really, like, I was sitting there, like, holy crap, was the crowd singing the word pedophiles in unison.
Did they not try to bleep that out or, like, lower it? Or
he didn't say it, the crowd did.
Like, yeah, so I'm saying, were they not trying to get the crowd noise down? Or I couldn't hear a lot of what he was saying, too. Audio was really bad. Now people say if you go back on YouTube and watch it, it was a lot better.
So that's the one where he takes the shot at Drake. He mentions him by name and says that, you know, you like him young, and
jeez.
Oh yeah, I mean, like talking about.
I don't even know what that feud is.
I don't know who the one guy is, but like Drake apparently got his like sloppy seconds is a way to put it. Hand-me-downs, I think, is the reference he uses. And then he talks about... Oh, because Drake is certified... certified lover boy, more like certified, and then he didn't say it, and the crowd goes, pedophile!
Oh, my God.
And it was like, whoa!
Because people thought he was going to bring him out, and this whole thing was going to, like...
That's... I know. Yeah. And first off...
I don't even know what happened between the two. When, I don't like all that extra.
When Kendrick Lamar first came out, he, or not maybe first, but he put this one song out, and I don't even know what it's called, where he talked crap about everybody.
Yeah.
And it made everybody say, God, that was a bold freaking move. You awesome. Like, it was really kind of cool, I think. But the part that I think is, I like good lyrics. Like, I like the, and dare I say, Kanye has one of the best lyrics ever when he says, too many Urkels on your team, that's why your win's low. Like
that's a good one.
That is like so deep and perfect. And then the part, and I just looked it up, so I'm not doing this from memory and I don't say it the wrong way. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord like it's probably A minor. Wow. Like, holy crap.
I might have that if you want
to hear it. That's freaking kind of like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate the, you know, that versus all the other mumble bull crap. I think it's like you, if you break down what Kung Fu Kenny says, I think a lot of it is like he's playing against all the bull crap. But then you're like, well, why would Jay-Z hire him to do that if he's some rebel against the machine?
Like, is he taking a side? A lot of people that didn't like it, too, are still pissed that Lil Wayne didn't get the nod, you know, being... New Orleans. And
a lot of people thought it was petty.
Richard Petty?
No, just a petty thing to do.
I don't get any of it. Like, I had to go back afterwards and look up what a lot of this stuff meant, and I don't think I like that. I don't like the deep conversations and the...
What's it for Squid Game? Is that what the... I don't know that. I know that show exists, and I know it's a phenomenon. It's like Beatlemania on Netflix. I mean, yeah. It's super popular and important and all this crap, but I've never watched it.
The one comment I saw that got a lot of traction that people agreed with that was breaking it down was pretty much saying that this was living in America from a black person's point of view, from their perspective. They're saying the red, white, and blue dancers was like some divided patriotism. Odd sense of patriotism.
See, I think people read a lot into it. Like
when Samuel Jackson was talking about not playing the game, they were talking about playing the white man's game. This is just a comment I saw that got a lot of traction.
Well,
I don't like having to figure all that out.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I think the fact that that they actually used a United States flag was pretty awesome.
But
I mean, I gotta like, I guess I watched it differently on Ambien first. Right? That's one of the things. I was already amboed.
But instead of having, you know, hidden messages, wouldn't it be better just to entertain people for a halftime show?
It wasn't one of my favorites. I mean, I thought it was going. I didn't expect Drake to come out or anything, but
I didn't like SZA, it. But I'll forget about it.
SZA, I like that. She's got a nice.
She sounded good, yeah. Nice big ass too.
Yeah, but she had it covered by like a furry fanny pack or something.
Well, you can tell where she kind of popped the cheek up, where she's laying on her side, like.
That's what's that song called? All the stars.
I guess so.
Nailed it.
We joined with that. I love that song. I don't know what it's called.
God, man.
All right, we will.
How does Drake respond to that? How do you even?
It don't acknowledge it.
People say he got destroyed on a like a real global scale.
Yeah.
Do you call him and say, "Hey, man, can we move past this
now?" If we
can
see
we be
him
friends now?
Sitting on the side of a building, I'm like, "Don't jump, Drake." You know.
Don't worry about who I like. How about that?
All right, that was a old school Views joke. Paige?
Yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to move on past the Super Bowl, but we're going to talk about how Denzel Washington almost bit something off. Next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Oh. I don't even know.
How many ribs does he have? Mm-hmm. And that'll answer that question.
I got so bored with the game last night, I tried to do that, and I got all my ribs.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I'm going to finally learn sit-ups? How to do this. God, sit-ups. Listen to this. What a bitch.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, sorry. Ooh-ah! I'd hit the cough mic and it didn't work evidently.
You gonna be all right?
Yeah.
Well, let's begin with this. Headlines brought to us by Goslin Electric.
Damn it! What is on your mind so much that you keep calling them? I even said,
that's what you were talking about.
They're electric. Gosling, Gosling, Gosling.
Boogie, like, boogie, boogie.
Electric.
Electric. Electric.
And it's probably good. I mean, it's like beating it into people's heads. Maybe this is a clever thing Paige is doing.
Sorry. Okay.
Electric Avenue.
Electric.
Like, your electrics has never sounded so hot when you go to Gosling.
All right, so here we go.
I hope y'all smiling because this is real good. I'm telling the gossip.
I don't know
right
what
now.
We were talking about before, but it was wild.
She all reminds right. me of the joke where the doctor tells the guy you have a cataract. And he goes, "No, I don't. It's a Buick LeSabre." Now, I didn't say who was who.
Oh my God. All right, so let's begin with this. Denzel Washington, he almost bit his tongue off.
Oh, his own tongue, not
yes,
a hot chick's tongue in the
if
movie.
If you've ever bit your tongue, you know it's pretty painful. And he says he almost did that a few months ago. And he says he didn't say exactly how it happened, if he fell or some kind of accident. But
I bet it happened in the movie Teeth.
But it was giving him a lot of trouble. He was preparing for a new role on Broadway of Othello. So
Othello.
He did Othello. Have... It was minor, but it was swollen. And
a minor.
He couldn't talk. Oh. Couldn't speak very well.
I was about to watch Gladiator 2, but everybody said it's the biggest piece of crap. And I never started it.
It's one of those that I added. That's like those, you know, how you add on there to watch later or whatever on YouTube and stuff. Like, but it's not good enough to watch now. So what the hell? So it's just been on there ever since it came out. And I don't know that I'll ever watch it either.
People that I respect their movie opinions are like, this is awful.
Yeah.
And usually if Denzel's in it, I'm like, you know, it's good enough. I'll check it out.
He's such a good actor.
What if he had like bit it off? Like he's done for then, right? He couldn't say.
I don't think
like,
he's going to do much more anyway.
What's his big, what's a big line from him? I can't think of like his monumental line.
I can't say it.
Oh, well.
It would probably be King
I'm
Kong.
I'm drunk and I'm flying this plane.
The King Kong line is probably his biggest one. From Training Day. King Kong ain't got blank on me. I put cases on all y'all.
I put cases on all y'all. Like, he'd be talking like Dusty Rhodes. He'd be talking like Charlie Crockett.
He'd be selling shoes in Pelican Bay when I'm finished with you, baby. I put cases on every one of y'all.
I'm Denzel Washington. This is Trinity River.
God, I want to see Dusty Rhodes in Training Day. Can somebody make that happen?
Of course they can. Somebody do that.
Get in here. This is your warrant right here, baby.
And then you won't get credit because everybody else shared as, who did this? I hate them. Like, come up with something better to say than, okay, who made this? Well, who'd you steal it from? You didn't make it. Where'd you take it from?
Who did you lift it from?
Oh, it's so annoying.
You know.
All right, who did this, guys? Where'd you steal it from?
I think last month we did a story on how many people believe that this day should be a national holiday.
Yes.
Because it's after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
People are partying or should they're be. Completely
sanitation
depressed.
Workers in Philadelphia, certainly.
Well,
they don't have no trucks to drive.
to an annual study, an estimated 22.6 million American workers plan to miss work today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something came up.
Hybrid day.
I'm sick. I got flu.
You know, this could be like in the future, they're going to add another regular season game. So it'll be another week in the season. There's going to be double buys. It's going to push everything back a week. And so where Super Bowl Monday will fall on President's Day every year. And then that's already a national holiday. So,
what do you think about Super Bowl Saturday?
I'd be cool. Look, more events on Saturday are good. I love PLEs on Saturday nights.
I do too.
It was a lot better.
But that's just us being biased because we get up at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, Sunday you want to wind down, right?
Go lay back down for 2 more hours.
Pretty much.
How did it ever begin to be Sunday, though? I mean, was there a reason for that?
Probably Satanists, you know, a way to get back to the Lord. That's a good question. I really don't know. Other than college football traditionally had the nod. But you mean, think, like,
yeah,
used to, there was only 2 days a week football was on. And then now it's like 4 or 5 sometimes.
Well, the NFL said they didn't want to step on college. That ended up being a thing. They didn't want to step on high school, and they had Friday night games.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, come on.
What about JV games on Thursdays?
I mean, yeah. Prime football, they're killing JV.
Yeah. That sucked, too, losing on JV because you had to go back to school the next damn day. Versus if you lost on Friday night, hopefully something happened big over the weekend. People wouldn't wonder about it on Monday. Ugh.
Did you ever work the chains in the JV game? They let us work the chains.
I could have. I was rode the bench so much in JV.
Like, we just want to hang out and get a little, man. Come on. We got our jerseys on. We feel cool. Just let us, you know, we just want to squeeze something here.
My ninth grade year, I was essentially a male cheerleader with a helmet in my hand. You hear the home videos. When are they going to put Matthew in?
Where's he at?
We don't need to come to the fourth quarter to watch a boy play. This is some bull crap.
They run in an even front. Matthew should be on here, nose up on the center.
He's going to go through puberty, Mary. He'll get taller. Like, I was 5'9" my freshman year. And I graduated at, believe it or not, graduated at 6 foot and then grew 2 more inches.
Afterwards?
Yeah. But I graduated at 17 because of my birthday being in October.
Or you could be a genius.
Well, no.
If they run into 4-3, why is Matthew not in on nose guard? Matthew, he ain't fast enough to play in.
They keep saying 40 base cover 3, ready break. I know what play they're about to do, Phil.
She does.
Phil. It's the same one every time, Mary. That's why they don't win.
Was Mary a cheerleader in high school?
It literally was 40 base cover 3, ready break. It was every one.
You ain't allowed to crack back, Matthew.
Like, we did not have a playbook. I mean,
look, running plays now in high school is probably really intricate.
They probably have apps on their phones where they're sitting there watching film all the time.
We have one defensive formation and maybe 2 or 3 on offense.
Dreams of going D1, and you know you're going to Greenville Tech.
Right. Why are we running wing T, man? Come on. Because there was no spread offense back then.
Hell no.
Urban Meyer had not invented that yet.
Do you think it?
What about Rural Meyer, Paige? You were saying.
To become a high school athlete, the criteria is a little higher that you have to be in great physical fitness shape.
Probably now.
Probably now. Not like I don't even know back then if you did or didn't make the team. Like, I think everybody just made it.
If you just weren't good, you didn't play much. Yeah. But you could be on the team.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's what, because I was thinking, I don't remember anybody being cut from the football team.
You're not good,
but I don't know if you did or didn't.
Basketball, for sure. A lot of people went out for basketball.
Yeah. I went out for wrestling, but after the first run, I decided I didn't want
to
do it no more.
I mean, you have to be able to make the baskets. It makes sense.
They
just
fake wrestling anyway, and B, they run a lot.
Jeff's daddy was the wrestling coach, too, Coach Neal, and he's like, come on, Harris, come out. Oh, Jelly. Come on, Jelly. Come out for wrestling.
Is he the one that named you that, or is that just?
Yes.
Oh, that's not nice.
It is, too.
You're like, I got to have
it's a different time. I appreciated it then.
I got to have my gimmick coach, my entrance music. I can't just come out with nothing.
Right. Let us play Hell's Bells, Coach.
No.
We'll get sued. Like, he saw what was coming down the road of people wanting the money for their music being played.
He did tell you guys were bad at archery, like shooting them over Wadehampton Boulevard in class.
Your gimmick,
right? Right when the Ingles is right there, right?
Yeah.
You're probably shooting people in the parking lot. He said he's going to stab you with it next time you shot it over Wadehampton.
No, he did not.
Well, what if you went all season long and you never won one single game?
Why would you have archery class?
That happened 3 years.
She would.
Why do you have archery class in high school anyway?
I don't know why you had archery class, but I don't know why the bells were by the road either. I don't know.
Archery class.
With a chain link fence where they could just zip right through it and take out the stock boy at Ingalls.
Did you
I don't
have
know.
Fencing too at high school where you had sword
fencing?
Fight? Yeah.
Just in South Carolina.
Could you imagine Bill Brooks losing his mind if that
we had knife fighting?
We got arrows playing across the highway. We made him to 29. Bill Brooks here on 29 Wade Hampton, and arrows are going back and forth like Frogger. Somebody got stabbed neck to nuts, right with an arrow, right in the mouth. Stop. Like a damn shish kebab.
We love Bill Brooks.
We do. He's great.
Bill.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
All right, thank you. We will take a break. Right, when we come back, there's still, we've got a slew of email to get to, like, seriously,
slew?
Like, good ones. We always get real good ones after the All Advice show because, you know, obviously people are intimidated by calling in. I get that. I kind of don't, but I do because it's from where I'm looking at. I'm like, oh, come on. It's just us. But then people are like.
Gets a lot of reaction.
Yeah, but I'm so popular. People recognize my voice. I'm like, nobody going to recognize your voice. I don't know why I said that like Chris Rock either. But I feel like there's more left with the Super Bowl, but we can maybe...
There's so much left with everything. It's okay. Just not enough time to get to it.
Well, and then, hey, baby, my mom will be on in a little over an hour now. So we got to...
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. We got to pace this. So we will come back and at some point read some email, and we'll maybe play some more audio from last night. All the various things.
Hell
okay?
Yeah.
All right. Happy Monday. Thank you.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.